وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, the reward for a smiling face and other acts of goodness. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every good act is an act of charity. From among the good acts is to meet your brother with a smiling face and to pour from your bucket into the utensil of your brother. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not consider any good act to be insignificant, even if it means meeting your brother with a smiling face. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your smiling face to your brother is an act of charity. Your commanding the good and prohibiting the evil is an act of charity. Your giving directions to a person who has lost the way is a charity in your favor. You are removing a rock, thorn, and bone from the path is a charity in your favor. You are pouring from your bucket into your brother's utensil is a charity in your favor. Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah, adds, your seeing for a person of poor eyesight is a charity in your favor. Abu Juray al-Hujaymi, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are a people who live in the rural areas, so teach us something with which Allah Jalla Jalalu will benefit us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not consider any good act of goodness to be insignificant, even if you have to pour water from your bucket into the utensil of the person asking for water, and even if you have to be smiling when speaking to your brother. Beware of having your lower garment below your ankles because it smacks of pride, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu does not like it. If a person is abusive to you because of something which he knows about you, do not be abusive towards him because of something which you know about him. The reward thereof will be for you, and the sin thereof will be for the person who said it. A narration of Imam Nasai rahimahullah states, do not consider it insignificant to do any good deed, even if you have to give a joint of a rope, even if you have to pour from your bucket into the utensil of a person asking for water, even if you have to meet your brother with a smiling face, even if you have to console a grieving person, and even if you have to give a sandal strap. Al-Hasan narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, among the acts of charity is that you greet people with a smiling face. The reward for pleasant speech. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is an apartment in paradise whose outside can be seen from the inside, and the inside can be seen from the outside. Abu Malik al-Ashari asked, for whom is it, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, for the person who is pleasant in speech, who gives food to the hungry, and who spends the night in worship while the people are asleep. Al-Miqdam ibn Shurayh narrates from his father, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something that will make paradise incumbent on me. He replied, The thing that will make you that make will make paradise incumbent is giving food to the hungry, making the salam, greeting of peace, common, and being pleasant in speech. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Teach me a deed that will admit me into paradise." He replied, "Give food to the hungry, make the salam, the greeting of peace, common, be pleasant in speech, offer salah at night while the people are asleep, and you will enter paradise with peace." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A pleasant word is an act of charity." Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah jalla jalaluhu will speak to every single one of you. There will be no interpreter between him and Allah. The person will look to his right and will see nothing except what he sent forward. He will look to his left and will see nothing except what he sent forward. He will look in front of him and will see nothing except the hellfire right before him. So fear the hellfire, even if it is by a piece of date given in charity. If he does not have that, then by a pleasant word." The reward for enjoining good and prohibiting evil. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. There should be amongst you a group that continually invites towards good and continually commands good deeds and forbids the evil, and it is they who have reached their goal. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of all nations which has been sent into the world. You enjoy the good, you enjoin the good and forbid the evil. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. The believing men and the believing women are helpers of each other. They enjoin the good and prohibit the evil. They establish salah and give zakah, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. It is to these people that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall be merciful. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. Then when they forgot what they had been exhorted with, we saved those who were forbidding the evil, and we seized the sinners in a dreadful punishment because of their disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the story of Luqman alayhi salam thus, يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. O son, establish salah, enjoin the good, prohibit the evil, and bear with patience whatever befalls you. Surely these are acts of courage. There are numerous other verses in this regard. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On every part of the body of a man, salah is incumbent every day." A man said, "This is one of the severest things which you informed us." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You're enjoining good and you're prohibiting evil is salah. You're helping a weak person is salah. You're removing dirt from the path is salah. Every step that you take towards salah is salah." Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There was no prophet whom Allah jalla jalaluhu sent to any nation before me without his having disciples from his ummah, companions who held onto his way, the sunnah, and obeying his orders. Then after them shall come people who say that they do not practice and they did not, and they do that which they were not ordered. So he who strives physically against them is a believer. He who strives verbally against them is a believer. He who strives with his heart against them is a believer. And there is not an iota of belief after that." And Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The similitude of a person who upholds the limits set by Allah Jalla Jalalu and the one who falls into them is like that of a people who drew lots on a ship. Some of them were allotted to the upper deck and some of them to the lower deck. When those who were in the lower deck needed water, They passed by those who were in the upper deck. They thought to themselves, if we made a hole in our lower deck, we will not disturb those who are above us. If those in the upper deck leave them to do what they thought of doing, all of them would be destroyed. But if they stop them, they will save themselves and all of them would be saved. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leaders will be appointed over you. You will approve of what they do and you will disapprove of what they do. He who dislikes the wrong that they do has absolved himself. He who rejects the wrong that they do has saved himself from sin, but not the one who is pleased with the wrong that they do and follows them in the wrong. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he from amongst you who sees an evil should change it with his hand. He was unable to change it with his hand and therefore changes it with his tongue has absolved himself. He was unable to change it with his tongue and therefore changed it with his heart has absolved himself, and this is the lowest level of Iman. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that some people said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy people have surpassed us with all the rewards. They offer salah as we do, and they keep fast as we do. In addition to that, they give in charity from their surplus wealth. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has Allah jalla jalaluhu not set aside for you that by which you could give in charity? Every tasbih, the glorification of Allah jalla jalaluhu, is an act of charity. Every takbir, singing the greatness of Allah jalla jalaluhu, is an act of charity. Every tahmid, praising Allah jalla jalaluhu, is an act of charity. Every tahleel, expressing the oneness of Allah jalla jalaluhu, is an act of charity. And joining the good is an act of charity. Prohibiting the evil is an act of charity. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every human from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam was created with 360 joints. He who sings the greatness of Allah jalla jalaluhu, praises Allah jalla jalaluhu, expresses the oneness of Allah jalla jalaluhu, glorifies Allah jalla jalaluhu, seeks forgiveness from Allah jalla jalaluhu, removes a rock, thorn or bone from the path of the people, enjoins good and forbids evil equivalent to 360 times, then he would have dragged himself away from the hellfire on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal on these beautiful ahadith that have been mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making amar bil ma'aruf, enjoining what is right, and nahi anil munkar, forbidding what is evil. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.